If Twitter is considered a microblogging platform, then Croakit might be the same for podcasts. The idea in Croakit is that you can record up to 30 seconds of audio. And you can do that either by pressing the big button on the Croakit homepage, or indeed there are apps for Apple devices and Android devices. So you record 30 seconds of audio and then it's stored online with a unique URL. You don't need to create an account in order to do that. So every Croak that you create has its own URL, and if you catalogue them and just make a note of them, you can then share them and listen to them later. Obviously, it's better if you create yourself an account so that you can start to store things. Interestingly, you don't store your individual Croaks. You store collections. So you would need to make a note of the URLs or keep them open in another tab and then bring them into a collection that you create. You can upload files, so you don't need to record them there and then, so that might help too. You can search for files, so if you give your files a meaningful name or use something that's easily identifiable, you would be able to search for them to re-find them. So that's particularly useful when you come to want to share them with others. Either you just send them the URL or indeed give them the name of the particular Croak that you've created. So what might you use this for? 30 seconds isn't very long to create a podcast. But actually, I think that's a positive. If you've got young people who aren't used to speaking, then actually only having to speak for 30 seconds at a time might be particularly powerful. And in the same way that Twitter is really useful at encouraging you to think and distill the essence of what you want to say into a small number of characters, Croakit might be a useful way of getting students to do that. So if you've been studying a complex concept, having them actually articulate what they've understood by that into only 30 seconds might be particularly powerful. And of course, there's clear uses here, I would argue, for modern foreign languages. So having students speak about my school, where I live, my family, giving them only 30 seconds might be just what they need, and it might not be too overwhelming for them. And then of course you could have some form of assessment that goes with that, peer feedback using the commenting. You can also excuse the pause. You can also add feedback in the form of voting particular podcasts up or down. So there's the option there, but clearly both the commenting and the voting, and indeed actually producing the Croaks themselves, all rely on a high degree of trust, and this may not be something you want to do with all students, and certainly not something you would throw them into. There's clearly potential for abuse, so it does want some thinking about in advance, and it does want a little bit of preparation and forethought, but it's worth giving a try. Have a look at Croakit.